Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, Michelle, here's a real-ass adulting question for you. Okay. Favorite chore to do, least favorite chore to do, and why? Go,
Favorite chore to do is definitely cleaning the kitchen counter and, like, and making my bed.
Right.
Because they're very simple. I can get it done in 5 minutes, and it just, like, makes me feel like the place is clean.
Yeah.
Least favorite, garbage. Huh, yuck, garbage. I'm too cute. I went to college. Mm-hmm. I'm a black person with freckles, and I'm Caribbean. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't want to take garbage out.
Yeah, that trifecta, you don't want to deal with garbage.
That trifecta is trifling.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yes,
look at you.
Bitch.
Wordplay.
Put it on a magnet, hoe.
Do you want to ask me?
Not really. Ow. Hey, everybody. I'm Michelle Buteau.
And I'm Jordan Carlos. I like how you said that. And welcome to Adulting from WNYC Studios.
In this episode, we hear from three really amazing people who have such good stories. We have Joelle Johnson.
Oh, indeed. We also have
Julia Rossi and Becky Verduccio. Also, just FYI, guys, we talk about some really personal stuff. And yeah, it might be dark. Yeah, it might be crazy. But I think everybody goes through something and we need to create a space to talk about it. And that's what we did in this episode. I hope you enjoy the ride.
How are y'all?
Yeah,
what's up?
Half of the
gosh.
So, I'm just curious. Make some noise if you're in your 20s.
That's all they can give.
They're tired.
Their battery is always like 20%.
They're tired of paying these taxes. Pretty y'all better get the fuck together, okay? Because I have a navy blazer on and red lips, and I'm ready to fucking give it to you like a Delta attendant. Yes! Chicken and pasta, motherfucker! I look like Sam Jackson and Julianna Margulies had a baby. I'm like, snakes on a motherfucking plane! Sometimes when I think I've done bad in my career, like, oh, I should have done this, I'm just like, just remember Sam Jackson did Snakes on a Plane and he was okay.
He did do that.
Did you see it?
It was good and bad. I saw it a bunch of times.
He also did Deep Blue Sea, which...
Deep Blue Sea!
Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, you know me. Yeah. You know what's fun? Okay, so Jordan came over this week. He always makes fun of me because I had a 5SC phone or CS, whatever the fuck. I got a new phone. Yeah. And so Jordan came over this week and it was to celebrate the new phone. Just kidding. He stopped by to like see my bundles of joy and there was laundry everywhere. And like I like to apologize when my house is not a proper representation of who I am. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could have some dishes in the sink, but the countertop cannot be messy when someone comes over because it's just like, ew, you live like that. And I felt bad because it was a very impromptu visit, and I was just like, oof, you know, like my bed wasn't made. There was dishes in the sink. I was stepping over laundry, and
but
I was just like,
there was no judgments. I mean, you have kids, so it's like everything, like their room was immaculate. Immaculate. It was like,
I mean,
so
their room was amazing, and my room looked like the Hangover movie.
I mean, that's possible. I mean, you know what I do? It's going to happen. Yeah?
You know what this is like a very quick cleaning situation for me.
Please.
I stuff shit in drawers.
Is that what you do?
I stuff stuff in drawers.
Oh my God.
I have like 7 junk drawers by accident.
Who by round of applause, who's closet stuffers? Like, if you have somebody come over, you're just like, let me
under
get
the
that
bed.
Shit up in the closet. Let me get that shit in the closet. Don't open that closet.
Everything falls out.
I was such a closet stuffer back in the day. It's like...
That sounds like something else.
And now I'm willing to come out as a stuffer. All right? That's what I do. Stove top. All right.
Just add water.
Yeah.
You know, like, I always felt like you could tell so much about somebody when you go to their house unannounced and look at their bathroom sink.
Oh, has it got the toothpaste stain up top?
Ooh, so many stains. Yuck. Have you ever wiped it? Huh.
Yeah.
When I see that old hair around the toilet seat, I'm like, huh? How do you live like this, you animal? You fucking animal, especially boys don't wash their hands.
No.
You got a dirty toilet seat.
I always get my bathroom clean.
How, if you got a dirty toilet seat, nobody wants to suck your dick. It takes 2 minutes. You got a clean toilet? You better fucking
absolutely
say yes.
Absolutely. My toilet
okay
is very clean. And if you can't handle me and my worst, all right. You don't deserve me in my clean toilet.
So gross. You know what? You know what happened the other day. Okay, I'm just going to switch gears for 2.2. I could talk about cleaning all day. We have a lot of visitors stop by the house to like say hi to the babies and stuff. And like one of my friend's husbands is like one of these like inappropriate huggers.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like he'll take, it's like we're doing a slow dance and he'll go in tight and hold it. And I'm like, nice to see you too.
Trying to swarm.
Yeah, the underneath. He gets like he cups the back fat on the bottom. I'm like, this is very intimate.
No.
What do you do when like somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend is just like got the wondering eye? Do you tell them?
I don't know. I think when you have like a guy with a wondering eye, it's important to call it out, but in a way that it's like bulletproof, where you don't get fucked over, right? Like, so okay. Maybe you could say something like,
"How'd I go?"
Like, I just feel that. I feel that. You know, use an I statement.
Yeah.
Sometimes, Gerald.
Gerald, that's the name of the woman. Did this happen in 1942?
Yeah.
In France?
Yeah, that he isn't as respectful to you as he could be.
Oh shit! What if they like? See
what I'm fucking talking about? All right, that's what you do.
But that's the thing too. How can like? What is the line between flirting and being inappropriate?
I think flirting is inappropriate. Like you don't flirt. You don't flirt with somebody else's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, friend. If you're in a relationship, you're not like. I wanna fucking.
Who the fuck talks like? Is this Gerald from France?
This is Gerald from France, who doesn't have a hold on the English language, and is like, mi amor, you know, like,
We should
get the show started. Y'all ready for this show?
Yes!
Yes.
Oh, our first guest on this fucking episode of Adulting is so fucking, I'm just talking.
This is a WNYC podcast. Like, this fucking next shithead. God, what a piece of shit this person is. Let me fucking tell you. Look at the fuck out of me.
I know.
It's okay.
All right. Our next guest is amazing. She's wonderful. She plays all over fucking town. You're going to fall in love with her titties as I did, too.
I can't say anything. You're putting me in a very awkward position. All right.
I agree with what you said.
All right. Guys, let's please put your hands together for Joyelle Johnson.
You sit here.
Right here.
It's your mic. That's your
stool.
Joyelle.
Hi, Don.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, guys. Hi, everybody. Hey.
How you doing?
What's up?
You are a good friend to the end. We are pretty new in our friendship, and we decided to test our friendship, and we went to IKEA on a Sunday.
What?
Yes, what?
We survived.
And the lines were long, and and the Malm was dark. It was...
And we tried to get food, and it just didn't
We tried
work.
To get food, and it did feel like an episode of Orange is the New Black. I was like, do we stay here? Do we wait for them to come get us? We're just about to hold fucking...
Did you not get meatballs?
We tried. I don't know.
No, I don't eat pork.
Who likes those meatballs, though?
Did you just give it up for IKEA meatballs? Yeah. Thank you, next.
Who likes those meatballs?
tell me a little bit about how you grew up.
How I grew up? I grew up a little girl in New Jersey. Jersey and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Fuck
those meatballs.
Yes.
Yes, Jersey. I'm a Jersey girl from Union, New Jersey. And I grew up, I actually was going to school illegally because I grew up in the...
I broke the law to go to school.
This is what real black people do. We had the good house on the good block in the bad neighborhood, which was East Orange, New Jersey. And then I would go to my aunt's house during the week in Union, New Jersey, and I would go to school illegally.
Yeah.
And I got caught a couple times.
Wow. I mean, you did what you had to do.
Yeah, I did.
When did you know you were going to like be a comedian? Was it in school? Were you like cracking people up in class and things like that?
No, I was always the observer. So I was the sit in the corner. Did you hate that question?
I did.
Okay. What is so bad with that question?
That is such a stock question. That's such a stock question.
Okay.
Did you know it was a lie while you were going to school? Or you were just like, this is what I got to do? Like, you knew the difference between like lies and telling the truth, right?
Oh, yeah. I was super smart. So, yeah. I know.
And then how did your mom explain to you? Because your mom's like, don't lie to me, but lie when you're in school.
Exactly. Which is why I knew. I was like, oh, no adults know what they're doing. Like, I knew that from a child. I was like, oh, everyone's just fucking shooting the shit here, troubleshooting. So,
but how'd you get caught?
They had private investigators that would.
They got PI?
Yeah, that was following you.
Was it private school?
Yeah, I've never talked about this before. That's hilarious.
Investigators?
Yeah,
what are you talking
they
about?
Would follow you. Yeah, what? Because it's because it costs money. So if you're supposed to, if you want to go to a better school district, you don't live in that school district. You got to pay money like it's a private school.
Fuck.
So if they suspect somebody does not live in the area, they will follow you.
Do you have friends you keep in touch with from that school?
No.
Did you have a crush?
Of course, I crushed.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Anyway.
No. Wait, do you have siblings?
I'm my mother's only child, but I have half siblings and
stepsiblings. Yes.
Are they in comedy too or no?
No. But my half siblings are also artists, and all of our parents collectively are doctors and nurses. And then we're all artists.
Okay, Cosby Show without the rape, come through on
this. Yeah.
Cosby Show.
So a lot of people find comedy.
Let's not get dark.
I know. I'm trying to keep it light. You know.
No. It's so funny.
Fresh
my father
Prince
was
Bel-Air.
The reason I never trusted Bill Cosby. That's why I was like, don't get it dark. But yeah, my father's the reason, because my father's a doctor.
Okay.
And my mother was his, you know, mistress or whatever. And I was the side baby. So I was the other. So I had the other perspective. And he had a wife and kids that were like the trophy wife and kids that were the Cosby Show. And I was like, that's bullshit.
Oh, shit.
So I never trusted Bill Cosby because of that shit.
Holy Huxtable. That is crazy.
I don't know.
That is so insane.
I like how y'all guys are giving spirit fingers to this.
I'm like, Home Alone
what
face.
What am I hearing right now?
Wait a minute. Oh my God.
So many follow-ups.
Yo. So many follow-ups. We talk about adulting, but that's like next level. It's people talk about I can't find an apartment I like. You were just like seeing some shit.
Yeah, as a kid. As
and
I
did
was
you,
like a 4-year-old.
Like,
y'all
did you ever resent your mom for this? Or was she like your best friend?
Well,
and
we
you
found
talk
out in therapy that I do. Go to therapy, guys.
It's good. Therapy's good.
Therapy's fantastic.
What?
You know, because the whole life you're like, deadbeat dad, hate the deadbeat dad. But then you're like, mom.
Would he come and visit you guys? Was he doing it simultaneously?
I will add a layer to it. I would go to his house and be there, but he didn't acknowledge me as his kid.
So. Oh my God!
No! I jumped in!
What?
I don't know how y'all started these questions, but shit. Ask a comedian about their childhood. Great idea, guys.
Well, I was like, great idea. So, did you know you always wanted to be a fucking comedian? She's like, no. You want to ask him about
darkness.
Darkness is the light.
Darkness is spreading. Glad I put on the waterproof mascara, you guys.
I'm just saying, like, that has shaped you.
For sure.
In such a fucking way.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have trust issues with men?
What the fuck do you say?
I'm asking lame questions. I'm asking obvious questions. Okay. All right.
Can I get a tote bag? You too, if you had a shitty childhood, you can get a tote bag.
So you can put your tears in there. Yes, we want you to carry your baggage. Oh, my God.
I can't breathe.
You know what? I've never heard that in your stand-up. That is a very powerful thing. Have you thought of like putting it in at all?
Well, I talk about having a deadbeat doctor dad, which is just a weird thing. So I have expounded on that, but haven't gotten that deep yet, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Save that for the spish.
Yeah, we're going to get that on the Netflix. Yeah. Make y'all laugh in the beginning and have you bitches crying at the end.
Brownish.
Anyways,
okay, whatever.
No, I mean, okay. Can I ask my next question?
Yes.
2019, what's the most adult thing you want to do for yourself?
Grown up.
I wanna get my own radio show on Sirius XM.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're already in the works for that. So
do it. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
My breast nipples got hard.
Yes. So currently you guys can listen to me filling in for Godfrey on SiriusXM Urban View Black. Channel 126.
Plaid shirts, Urban, but no.
Oh, no, black. Urban View, black, yes, blackly, black, yes, black, black. Don Will was my guest on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's, yeah, so nice.
We spent, yes, Valentine's Day together.
We did. He was my Valentine.
Oh, oh, that's so Valentine, nice. Yes, what did so y'all sweet talk about? Chocolate hearts?
We talked about bombing. That's like one of my biggest things.
We got to say bombing on stage because, you know.
Bombing on stage, but also, yeah, yeah, yeah. I talk about, like, bombing
we
in life.
We talked about Aleppo. Like, you know, we got to talk about what
bombing
kind of
on stage. And I told the listeners to call in about life bombs, and this one guy calls in and he's like, he went on a cruise with his girlfriend, proposed to her on the first day of the cruise, and she said no.
No! Oh God.
And they had to spend the rest of the cruise together.
What's, yes, worse, that she said no or she was on a cruise?
Man!
You know what?
The cruise.
Yeah.
I think on the last day, you gotta say, like, how about now? You know?
That's a last day question for sure.
Listen to Joya on what?
Sirius XM channel 126.
Yes!
Yes!
Give it up for Joya Johnson.
Yes! Yes! Thank you!
Joya Johnson. Amazing.
Oh, my God. What a crazy story.
Yes. That was nuts.
That was insane. Welcome back to Adulting, everybody! Hard it must be for someone to propose to another person.
Oh, it's not easy. How did Heist do it?
We were in Spain, because that's what I do. We were in Spain, and it was our first vacation together. I had no idea he was going to do it, and I thought he was just being extra, and he wanted to, like, ride a motorcycle. I was like, no. And then he wanted to sail a boat. I was like, no, Christopher Columbus. And he wanted to do all these things. I was like, why are you being so extra, this European man being so extra? And then he's like, let's get a bottle of cava, Spanish champagne, stop it. Let's sit and drink it. I was like, that's my speed, sitting and drinking on a fucking beach. And he only brought one bottle. I was like, this is going to be a short night. And then he's like, let's climb this mountain. I was like, why is he making me exercise?
Was it at night he made you climb it?
It was at night. Half the time I think he's trying to kill me because he always wants to take a long walk at night. He's like, let's go see what's in the shed. I was like, no. I'm good. Nothing good happens in a shed.
He's like De Niro in Goodfellas. Just, all right,
exactly. Yes. So yeah, he popped the question and it was like so sweet. I had no idea. Yeah. How did you pop the question?
Oh, we asked each other at the same time. I was like, do you want to, because she's a child of divorce and she felt cynical about it. And I was like, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And she's like, but we had talked about it for a couple of days and I was like, same time, motherfucker. So I was like, will you marry me? And she's like, will you marry me? And I was like, yes, I will. It was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. So Dutch. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it was great.
You guys wrote down some questions about adulting and we finna answer those questions, bitch.
Are you ready?
Yes, I can't wait. Okay, question time.
Question number one about, ooh, adulting. This is very good handwriting. Is getting a turtle too much responsibility for a person who still sleeps in a twin bed?
Oh my God.
A turtle? Look at that shit, man.
How specific.
AF, asking for a friend.
So many follow-ups. A turtle. A twin bed?
I don't know.
Are you in a detention center? What's a twin bed?
I like you. You're interesting. You're like in this big, crazy city in New York. I sleep in a twin.
You know? Maybe this person needs like a tiny house.
I think that's great. I think you live in a doll's house. And I think that's awesome. It depends on the size of the turtle. Are we talking about like a tortuga, like a sea turtle? We're talking about a box turtle? What the fuck are we talking about? Like, you know, whatever. Let the turtle be small.
I would say get a finicky plant first and see how you do with that.
Then let the turtle eat the plant. You know what I mean? Like, that's great.
And turtles are a commitment. They last a long time.
Yeah, a long time. But like, I feel that this person has it within... I think you have it within you to have a turtle because you sound quirky as fuck.
And single as fuck. What's the question?
We have some more questions.
You can do it.
Do you actually need to flip a mattress? How long should a mattress...
That's a good question. That is prime adulting question. Whoever wrote that.
We have a book question.
Who wrote it? You got a tote bag, bitch. That is.
It's a good question.
Dom, what you think?
Dom, what you think about the mattress game?
Dom, what you think? Yeah.
I think that like the old school spring mattresses, you had to flip them to make sure they wore evenly. But I don't know about the foam situation. I need to know about this.
It's a foam mattress?
It's a foam mattress.
Is it a Caspa?
Wait, are you making fun of me or are you just saying it like that?
I kind of. But I love you. I just want to say Caspa mattress. I don't know. That's fucking nice.
Are you single? Who's helping you flip this shit?
Just me.
Girl.
Shit, flip it yourself.
Okay, Kathy Bates, get that shit.
I think a mattress is supposed to last 10 years, right? So it's like something like that. So maybe flip it at 5? You don't flip a... Okay, calm.
Damn, all right, mom.
Thank you. Hey. We got the fucking paperclip from Microsoft Word over here.
You don't flip a foam mattress. It's self-flipping.
All right, but. Just asking. Oh, God damn.
But.
Okay.
Damn, spicy.
Somebody works at Macy's in the bedding department.
The mattress king is here.
When's the one they sell, mama?
Yeah. Trust sleepies.
Coupons for the rest of your life.
Buy your deathbed. Love that. All right, sleepies. No. That's sleepy. They say for the rest of your... Okay, you know what? Fuck y'all.
I love that you just beat yourself up so easily. It's... my favorite thing. Now you know how women feel all the time.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, this one's interesting. Dog or boyfriend? Which is more adulting? Ooh. Fun, fun, fun.
I say the dog.
You say the dog?
Yeah. That dog needs you, honey. That dog depends on you. Although both don't pick their shit up.
That's good. That's good. I can't top that. Should we move on to our next guest?
She's so amazing. She's a good friend. Mm-hmm. She's a fucking hilarious comedian and actor. Please give it up for Julia
Rossi!
Hey, girl. Hi. So, I've known you for a long time.
Very long time.
So, I was just like, what can I ask you? You're like, fucking anything. And there were so many things.
Okay.
You're Italian. Your parents are from Italy.
Yes.
So you're like the real Italian.
Yes. I got it right.
Somebody
it right.
gasped. They're like,
I got it right.
And in high school, you wanted to date a black guy. What had happened?
I was interested in a black fella in high school, and my Italian dad wasn't excited. Shocker. They're old. And I also am from the suburbs of Boston. I mean, there's so many points against this whole situation.
So those,
Yeah.
Sounds like a Spike Lee movie waiting to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the hope was that I was going to marry, like, one of their Italian plumber friends. You know what I mean? Like, that was...
To drain your pipes?
Ayo! Yes.
Very good.
So sorry.
Yes.
Did you date this kid on the sly, though?
I mean, I gave him a hand job and then he didn't talk to me afterwards.
Oh.
So
fair enough.
And then I was really sad. And then 2 years later, I gave him another hand job and he still didn't talk to me.
That's on you!
What? I was like, how many hand jobs will it take for you to like me?
Was it the right hand the first time, and then like the left hand next time?
No, I just switch back and forth. I get carpal tunnel.
Sure.
And then I sometimes do like a double.
What's it like having immigrant parents?
What is that?
What's it like? It is. Well, you know. So I just learned about the term third culture kids. Do you know what that means?
No.
And it like really summed up.
Not unless it's on a plus size T-shirt at ASOS.
So, was anyone here raised by immigrant parents? Okay.
Oh,
so third culture kids, my friend just turned out the term, and then I went down a Google hole about it, and I felt so comforted. So basically what it means is, like, you are raised in America by one culture, but you don't fully feel American because you're being raised so strongly by the other culture.
Oh.
However, then when you go to that culture you were raised... So when I go to Italy, they call me American. So I kind of belong nowhere.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
When I go to Jamaica, I'm American. In Jersey, I had the smelly lunch.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So when I met you, you were at a college doing stand-up, and you were like, you were engaged for a long time.
Yes.
And I remember we hung out and got drunk one night. We just met. You're like, should I get married? I'm like, oh, bitch, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. then I was like, ooh, I love her. Yeah. She a mess. Yeah. She a mess.
And when I met you, you were married, but your husband was living in Boston and you were living in New York.
But then she invited me to her wedding last minute. We knew each other for 5 minutes and I went because everybody was going. I was
like, you're fun.
Why were you with homeboy for so long?
So he was my college boyfriend. He was my first boyfriend. You know, I call him like the on paper, like, you know, on paper, it's like handsome, funny, smart. Like there was no, the hardest breakups are when you have no reason to break up with someone, right? There was like
the
no
linger of it all.
Logical
Make
reason.
Make some noise if you've ever lingered. You've been in relationships where you lingered.
Have you ever lingered? All right. So.
Sorry. Go on.
Yeah.
You know, so I stayed because he was great. And I was like, well, I'm never going to meet anyone better. He's wonderful. And I loved him. And I couldn't find a good reason. Anyways, I needed to separate so I could grow.
Yes. Fly, baby, fly.
Fly. And and that's, so then, you know, I was with him for 9 years, but only married one. And because I like an expensive breakup. And
that's the thing, right? Like you're with this person forever and ever and ever. And there's like a crack in the relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And then you put something very crazy on top of it and it'll just break.
Yeah, it's like when people try to have a baby to save their marriage. Like, it's the same thinking.
Yes, you can't have a baby to save your marriage.
No,
or even a dog.
Do.
Don't do that to that dog.
Yeah, no.
How was dating for you when you broke up? Because if you basically grew up with this boy. Like, you dated him in college and then now you're like in the dating world. Like,
well, my plan was to go out and like explore, but then I got into another relationship a month later, and that was a long rebound that lasted a few years.
I remember.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Yeah. So can I just say, you know, when you're like,
no specifics,
your friend is with somebody, and you're like, okay.
And you want to help them.
You
like,
want to help them. You want to like it.
Yeah.
I was so vulnerable. I was vulnerable, and I was like, well, this new person's the opposite, and if you know that bowl of porridge didn't work, then maybe this bowl of porridge will be like the bear's. You know, you get
too cold, too hot,
too cold, too hot, and then.
Damn.
But then after I went through that breakup, I did commit to being single for a year, and that was like the best year of my life.
Right.
Like. There's no better person to love than yourself.
I know.
Can I get an amen? Yeah. Thank you,
how
RuPaul Charles.
Yes.
I think it was, Mary Jane. Yeah. How can I love somebody else if I can't love myself enough to know?
thank you,
Mary
Jane. We can't afford that song.
We can't afford that song.
In closing, Julia Rossi, you've been through like a lot of adult shit very young.
Uh-huh.
What do you find is the best situation for adulting for yourself right now?
What do you mean?
To be an adult, to thrive, to survive.
Oh, like a philosophy sort of?
Yeah, what's your philosophy?
I think the biggest thing I've learned that makes me feel like an individual and an adult is not like live a life of shoulds. And instead live a life of like wants and actually being connected with my thoughts, but shoulds, like should get married. I should be this. I should have this job. I should like all that stuff. Like shoulds ruin everything. So I think that's like,
I shouldn't say this.
Yeah.
Julia Rossi, everybody. Thank you.
I love that. Julia Rossi.
Welcome
back to adulting! So the question you want to ask yourself?
Should grown men play video games? Not if you want to get fucked.
I think that answers that.
What's your question?
Yeah. My question is this. As an adult, what would you do for $1 million? That's literally the question, guys. This is written by an 8-year-old boy.
I know.
Look,
are you like Tom?
$1 million? For real though, like, what would you do? Somebody's like, dead ass, $1 million. In a briefcase.
I don't know what I would do for $1 million. A lot, a lot.
Is it ever too late to figure out what you want to do with your life? Never.
Nope.
Never. I, you know, yeah. What's, you know what really gets on my nerves though? People that talk about doing shit and never do it. Ooh. Shut the fuck up and do it. Or yeah. Don't, or find someone else to talk to about it, because it feels like I've had the same conversation for 5 fucking years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm already doing the thing you want to do. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you gotta do it. Don't worry about getting it right or perfect or what people are gonna say or looking bad. Just fucking do it!
Do that first pancake. Get it out. Get it out. That's right.
All right, we gotta bring our last guest out. Yeah, this is very fucking exciting. Oh my God, she's wonderful, and I love her. I know you will too. Please give it up for Becky Vidusho. Okay.
Hi.
Where are you from? How'd you grow up?
I'm from Boston. And how'd I grow up?
Yeah.
Somebody said, ugh. Well, like, we have a spoiled French prince in the audience. It's like, take him away. Take him away.
I know you grew up in Boston, but I don't know what part. Boston is, like, very... There's okay, literal traps.
Nobody's from Boston.
I try to sound tough and say Boston, but it's really Newton. So it's like a...
Right.
Yeah. It's like a privileged suburb, but I try to be tough about it and cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Right. And what kind of kid were you in high school?
I just liked everyone. Oh. I liked everyone, and no one liked when I got everyone together. Like, they didn't like each other.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm that person, too. I have friend groups. You try to bring them together, and it don't work.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
That happened to me. I literally, I was trying to put together a little brunchy brunch, and two people that don't like each other, in the text chain, right? I was like, meet at this time. They came. And then they told me, we don't like each other. And I was like, why did you come here?
Yeah. So she has 3 beautiful children.
Thank you.
Yes. And you have 2 girls and a boy.
Yes. Good. You're doing good.
What are their ages?
What are their names, Michelle?
Stop it.
Ah! Oh, no, I'm kidding. Sorry. What are their ages? They're 7, 11, and 13.
Oh, wow.
Olivia, Sophie, Liam.
Yes!
Bitch, please.
My kids wanted to come to the show.
They did?
No!
Yeah. And then Sophie was like, is Michelle going to talk about her brown titties? And
yeah! Yeah, Sophie!
Yeah.
Thrive! Survive! Yeah. Titties!
Yeah.
Bang, bang, titty, titty, bang, bang, brown titty, tang, bang, wait, love, yep.
This is the same one. This is the same one. The other day we were talking about peer pressure.
Yeah.
I said, what are you going to say if someone offers you drugs or alcohol? And she said, that's easy, Mommy. I'll just tell them I can't have that. I'm pregnant.
That's good.
She did.
That's what you want to do.
That's good.
That's what you want to do. I mean, what's more to say?
That's good. Yeah, that's real good.
Yeah.
So, how do you go about navigating them in this crazy world of having 2 independent, thoughtful girls?
Yeah.
Also, how do you raise a boy to not be a dick?
Right. Well, he's 7, so I don't know what's going to happen with him. But the girls, I don't know. Honestly, and I'm not trying to be like cheesy, I just think raise them with humor. If someone doesn't have a sense of humor, something's really weird. If you can't laugh at yourself, I don't know what your story is, but I just think raise them with humor. I give them advice I know is wrong, like bad. I know I say it, and they're like,
"What
Mommy.
Kind of advice?"
So my daughter's 13, and I was like, "Okay, you have to treat your vagina like it's your iPhone. Take care of it like that. Keep it clean. You know where it is, and don't put any dicks on it. Like, just..."
And you know what?
Yeah.
You got to update it. You know what I'm saying?
You got to update it. You got to charge it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only use your thumbs.
I think the metaphor runs out of rope.
I don't know. I just feel like they take care of their phone so well.
Right.
And I'm like, how can I get them to protect their vagina like that? And so that's...
Yeah, put a case on it. Absolutely.
I asked you before the show if I can ask you anything.
Yes, you can.
Okay, because I've known you for a while, and I know that this really, really fucking sad thing happened to you. And I want to be mindful and respectful, but I also, you know, want to talk about it, especially on this platform, because I think it's important to talk about things that happened to us. Because for me, I had 4 miscarriages in 2 years. Mm-hmm. And for someone who just, like, screams their feelings on stage, I felt so lonely and had no one to talk to, which is... Which is important, right? Because even if you don't know how to talk about something with somebody else, it's like you should still listen to them. Yeah. So can you just tell us what you went through if you feel comfortable enough?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So I got pregnant. I'm married, so it was okay. I should say that first. I was married. We got pregnant. Everything's fantastic. I went to the doctor. They said he's due tomorrow. The next day was my birthday, so I was like, this is amazing. Everything was amazing.
October 8th.
Thank you. Yes. She remembered. Good for you. where's my gift? So so that evening I went to bed thinking maybe I would be having him the next day, and I felt him moving, and I woke up and I did not feel him moving. Long story short, I had a full-term stillbirth. A lot of people don't know because you think, well, you can elect maybe to have a cesarean so you don't have to go through labor, because I'd never been through labor. But you do have to go through labor. So that was my first experience as a mom. And it was just the worst. I mean, it was a nightmare.
I'm really trying not to cry because I have like very thick Amy Winehouse eyeliner on.
I know, it looks good. It looks good.
And how did this shape your relationship with your husband and most importantly yourself?
It definitely changed who I am. I don't know. Everyone has their own experience in this room, and you don't, and I know you do, and it's a different experience. I think if you've been through grief, there's a thread of it that's the same no matter what form it took. So if it's your dad or your mom or a sibling or your, the thing about a child is that it wasn't supposed to happen. That's how it feels. So it feels more natural if you kind of could see it coming at some point.
Right.
So it definitely changed who I am. It's like the me before that.
Yeah.
And then the me after that.
Right.
And I liked the me before that better. She was a little happier and friendlier. but my husband was amazing. That's how you know you married the right person.
Yeah.
When you go through something.
Yeah.
Like,
or even have the right friends.
Yes. Friends.
Yes.
That was
or even have the right parents.
Yes. Oh, well. Yeah.
Because, like, I love my parents, but they were useless.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, though? Everyone tries to make things better.
Yeah.
Like, stop trying to make it better.
Yeah.
Just let it be what it is. Like, and then I had a lot of time. I needed a lot of time. And I literally said to everyone, if you can't wait for me to be back, then sayonara. And everyone did. But you have to respect people's time, their process, whatever it's going to take. Stop trying
to. We have to respect our own time and our process, because don't we beat ourselves up and we're like, I got to get over this. I got to get up.
Yeah.
I got to be happy. I got to be out in the world. It's just like, no, bitch, you can actually like stay in those sweats for like another fucking day and think about shit.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the good things is to learn that, you know, you're not alone. I my wife and I had two miscarriages in a year, and it was like devastating. Like Once you start saying it, people are like, I had that too. You know, like,
everybody,
yes, but people like to keep, they like to do the Instagram version of life, right? The highlights of life. But you learn that the story is universal, and that what's presented to you by like baby magazines and shit like that is just the only the happy part.
Yeah.
So, so I mean, in that way, like what you just said about being a different person, I definitely had it was a watershed, like exactly like that. And I used to be a lot more carefree, but now I pay my goddamn bills on time. I feel a lot more like grown ass of a person.
It makes you grow up.
Take care of it.
Yeah.
I fill up my gas tank.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna divorce my husband, but if we do, it's because I got stuck on the side of a fucking road because he does not fill up the tank.
He doesn't.
He's that $10 guy, right?
He's a $10 guy, $10. And it feels personal. You know why? Because he's an attractive white male from Europe. He thinks it's always gonna work out, and people are gonna stop on the side of the road for him and shit. It's very different when you don't have a gaping hole between your legs and shit can happen to a bitch. Why are you not writing this down, non-clapper? This is fucking education.
Yes, young Padawan, this is what you need to know.
So, you have gone through some major fucking shit.
Yeah.
And you're a boss-ass bitch, and you love life enough to fucking hang in there and create more life, right?
Yes.
What do you want for yourself?
For myself?
Yes, in terms of adulting, or whether it's like embracing your inner child. Like, what do you want for yourself?
I never think about myself. Fuck.
Like, it's always about other people.
I know.
It really is.
I know.
What do I want? I want, if they're happy, I'm happy. If my kids are happy, my husband's happy, honest to God, I'm happy. I just want everyone to be healthy. I want to be doing more. I think it's important as parents that we still have our outlets. You know, we're still creative. We're still doing
things like, booty holes?
I think we still need to do things we love and show our kids that you can find things to do that you love.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
What would I want you guys to be happy. I don't know. What do I want to do?
If you could like
work-wise, like
anything.
It does. It's not wrong. It's not right.
Do you know what I want to do?
Oh God.
I was just gonna say I want to go horseback riding. That's all I want to go
that
horseback riding.
Is that your only goal right now?
No, this year. Yeah, that's
such
about
a
it.
Small
not in those jeans. Those jeans are so fucking tight.
What is wrong with my jeans?
They're too tight for horseback
riding.
Fine.
My jeans are fine. They have give.
You
all right,
go
it's fine.
Horseback riding this weekend. Like you could accomplish
that
this weekend.
No, but I don't have time. I've got.
We
the
can't
children.
Judge him on like his want.
Okay.
Because like he probably doesn't have time to horseback ride.
Maybe not. Okay.
So what do you want to do? It doesn't have to be horseback riding.
I want to be a working paid comedic writer and performer.
Yeah.
Like enough money.
It's okay
right?
to want that. It's okay to want that. There's nothing wrong with wanting that.
Did you
that
see
shit.
How long it took me to say that?
It did.
That's fucked up.
No, own it.
It's awesome. That's awesome. Don't deny
yourself.
Like,
I was like, I can't tell
own
anyone.
It because there's so many basic bitches with nothing to fucking say being like, I don't want to do this. Yeah. Well, what you been through?
I won't.
I waited in a long line at Starbucks. Get the fuck.
Yeah. 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 And I took 12 years off. I know I'm leaving. I took 12 years off. And Michelle was like, it doesn't matter. You still are who you are. And
yes,
you didn't lose it.
You live
and
life.
She has inspired me so much.
Well, you're hella funny.
Look at that.
Becky Venuccio. Yes.
Becky Venuccio.
Don't pay to see her show.
This was a show for the ages.
It was for all ages. This is so many amazing stories. I'm very proud of this episode.
I am too. Yeah. Joelle Johnson.
And Julia Rossi. And Becky Venuccio. I learned something from people that I've known for a very long time. And I feel like that's very special too.
Yeah.
Adulting was produced by Blakeney Schick and Adelia Rubin. The adulting team includes Joanna Solitarev, Paula Schumann, Joe Plourd, Keegan Zima, Ed Haber, George Wellington, and Irene Trudell. The live show was produced by Christian Banda. And our theme music is produced by Isaac Jones. With additional music by Don Will.
And if you like this episode, please rate us
or write a review or both. You got options, honey. I mean, look, do you want me to put on a plus size tankini from Walmart, sit down, eat some chicken in a boat? I will. If you really want to know who I truly am, I will do that for you, and then you could review that because I just want to get close to you.
I see. 10 stars all around. And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss the next episode.
That's right. And you know what? For women, at least, if you're wearing a bathing suit, there's nothing wrong with just like pulling it to the side to pee. You don't have to pull it all the way down because it's like very wet and sticky and hard to pull up and down.
Yeah, absolutely.